This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the many things that's been happening since the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade last month is that people's relationships with their employers are treading some new ground. We've told you how a whole lot of companies, Amazon and Disney, Citigroup too, have all announced new employee health care benefits to pay travel expenses for workers who have to go out of state to get abortion care. And that new reality is raising a whole lot of questions about privacy and trust and stigmas around the kinds of care that people need. Maybe the closest comparison is getting mental health care through a company program. That's actually pretty common, as is the reluctance to talk about it. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has our story.
When Catherine started a new job as a manager of a warehouse in mid-2020, like a lot of people, she was feeling anxious. She doesn't want to use her full name because this topic is sensitive and her job is on the line. Her company sent out information about its employee assistance program, a standard benefit that usually includes access to mental health care. But she had concerns.
Starting out new, to share that side in terms of like mental health struggles, felt extremely vulnerable. Are you going to be met with compassionate support, or are you going to be met with kind of a mental post-it note in their file on you?
These benefits are usually administered through an outside company, which is supposed to keep names and details private.
You believe it at its face, but I wasn't wanting to like dip my toe in the water enough at a time of pain or crisis. That wasn't when I was wanting to find out if it was legitimate or truly confidential.
Patrick Burnett sees this response a lot. He's the chief talent officer for Stafford County Public Schools in Virginia.
A lot of times people hear, oh, have you considered calling the employee assistance program? And, you know, as with any other mental health issue, there's a stigma attached to what are you saying? I'm crazy, that people don't want to actively engage in the services.
He says these concerns are hard to overcome, even though Burnett has gone full court press to spread awareness of mental health benefits in onboarding, staff meetings, emails, and with a team of what the district calls wellness ambassadors.
You realize that this is the type of thing where people are going to be the pathway. I talk about my own mental health issues because I'm just like, hey, I'm trying to put myself out there to say, this is okay.
That kind of top-down signaling is important to create a culture of safety, says Julie Fabzik-Swartz, the CEO of the Employee Assistance Professionals Association.
When a CEO embraces mental health and says, I use this when I need it, I'm going to my therapist, not just I'm going to the doctors. And we've seen much better usage of EAP rates.
She says the share of employees using these benefits has always been on the low side. But during the pandemic, uptake jumped by more than 25%. Brian Kropp, head of HR research at Gartner, says the more public shared trauma of the last 2.5 years has created opportunities for some companies to promote their mental health resources.
What they've actually done is created moments across the year to reinforce the importance of that.
Like periodically shutting down work for a day to give employees time to take care of themselves, or acknowledging painful current events and giving employees ways to connect.
Just creating this culture of understanding where managers are completely accepting when their employee says, I have a personal health situation.
But there are still some big taboos, like mental health issues around addiction, says Paula Allen, who leads research at LifeWorks, an HR service firm focused on employee wellness.
People who might talk about their depression might not talk about their drinking. They're more worried about getting fired. They're more worried about people thinking it's, you know, just a behavior that they can snap out of if they had the moral strength.
Substance use increased significantly during the pandemic, according to the CDC. And a survey from the American Psychological Association found 1 in 4 adults increased drinking to cope with stress. But Allen says that's not getting enough attention.
That's why I think it's important for employers to sort of start speaking about substance use disorder in a very obvious way. Make sure that the mental health resources are front and center.
Treatment for substance use accounted for just 3% of all employee assistance program services sought in 2020. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.